Well, I've been thinking again about Proverbs. And today, I just want to look at chapter 6 briefly. I challenge you to read Proverbs. It only has 35 verses, chapter 6, but it's got some interesting challenges. Now, somebody said one time, do you hate? I said, no, but the Lord hates. Oh, I'm not going to serve a hating God. We look at Proverbs chapter 6, starting at verse 16. Gives you some insights on what the Lord hates. It says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Wow. You see, those are things we shouldn't be doing. That's why God hates them, because he don't want us doing that. But also in chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, it talks about something that we all are aggravated by. Ants. I know fire ants. Now they're underground now for the spring, I guess. But ants in general are very interesting creatures. They come, they're pesky. They get into about everything. But Proverbs talks about ants. It says, ants that store provision for the summer and gathers its harvest. It says, look at the ant. Now, ants may be a nuisance, but Solomon praised them for their steadfast work ethic. He pointed out that the ants are self-directed. They have no captain. They have no commander. They have no ruler. Yet they're very productive. The ants also keep busy, even when it's not immediately necessary, providing supplies in the summer and gathering food for the harvest. And by the time winter comes, they're not worried about what they eat. And little by little, these hard workers have saved up enough to sustain themselves. So what can we learn from the ants? Well, when God gives us time of plenty, we can prepare for times when resources are low. God is the provider of all that we have, including our ability to work. We are to work diligently and be wise stewards of what he has provided for us, and then rest in the promise of his care. And remember Solomon's advice in Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant. Consider its ways and be wise. I think that's interesting, and it's a good thought for today, I think, especially with all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. You know, you heard me say one time, I talk to myself and I answer myself. And I think that's a good thing. And I'm noticing the other day when Charles, our grandson, was outside and he was talking. And I thought, who in the world is he talking to? I said, Charles, who are you talking to? Oh, myself. I got some things I need to think about. I'm talking to myself. Well, I think all of us need to do a little bit of talking to ourselves. Because sometimes our external communication is what we say to others. And we talk and we talk and we talk. But you know, we have an internal communication. And it's what you say to yourself. Now, others may not talk the good report to you, so talk it to yourself. Maybe people won't encourage you, so encourage yourself. What you say about your enemy and about your future and about your expectations and effects is what you believe. Have that internal conversation with you and with God. It's a wonderful way to be able to encourage yourself, encourage things that God will give to you and let you to act on them. And you think about Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Now, that's out of the King James Version, but the message is clear that we need to be able to take in God's Word. We need to meditate on God's Word day and night. And then we need to observe all the things that are around us. And it's a wonderful thing. And I've also been thinking about other things. You know what's wonderful about being a child of God? We get up in the morning, we come home and we eat, and we go to bed, and then we get up in the morning, we come home and eat, and then go to bed, get up. And you know what's such a blessing about that? God gives us a new day, a new opportunity every day. Each day in God's kingdom is a new creation. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 says, His mercies are new every morning. Isn't that wonderful? Because you can have a terrible day, just miserable day. And, you know, you go home and you go to sleep, or you try to sleep and you can't sleep because you're thinking about all the things that happened during the day. What are you going to do tomorrow? But finally you fall asleep. And guess what? When we wake up in the morning, we are a new day. Because God is the God of new. That's what creativity is, the creation of what does not exist. It's a birthing of a new. So no matter how long we do what we're doing, all of us require a change in our life. Talked a little bit about that earlier. All of us, we want a promotion. We want to require an increase. We want to require more. And that's demonic. That is not demonic. It's God. Because it's a sign that God has a new thing for us. And you have to hate the present before you can qualify for the future. All things are past and all things are new. So if you adapt to the present, you have no future. If you adapt to your present, you will never gain promotion. You know, think about Joseph. Joseph was a fascinating character. I had a member of my church when I served at Gray, a young man, and he was struggling with all kinds of stuff, and he used to talk to me about this and talk to me about that. One day he called me on the phone, Pastor, yeah, you want to play Joseph? I said, what are you talking about, play Joseph? Well, I need you to interpret my dream. Well, I said, I don't know if I can do that, but life is a fascinating portrayal of a mystery of promotion. So throughout profound adversity, what did Joseph do? He never quit moving forward to his future. And I want us to think about how we can be empowered to model ourselves after Joseph to receive the same kind of divine promotion that he experienced. Now, our futures, every one of us, are different. We all have a unique assignment in this world that has God given to us. So our futures are all different. But if you're going to be promoted throughout life, you must see that the good that God has stored up in you. And never celebrate sameness. Wow, Joseph knew the difference from his brothers. And there's a difference in you. Do you know what it is? You need to search and pray and think and let God reveal to you what your assignment is and what the difference in you is, because we're not all the same. He did not make no cookie-cutter humans. It's really neat. We're all unique. There's not another one like you. Now, even though it's a fascinating story about Joseph, I'm sure that we also do not ever have a day go by that we don't think about things like the life of Joseph. Because he had nothing going for him. No one in his family believed it. They didn't even like him. Not even his father. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. He was 17 years old when the hatred started against him. So it was 13 years before payback finally came. You see, there's no vindication like success and promotion. It was the mystery and the magnetism of Joseph's promotion that he was able to address. He got promoted to the highest rank in Egypt except Pharaoh. He was one notch under Pharaoh. And he was in control of all the food and all the different things. And when his brothers showed up to get some food because Israel was dying of starvation, he recognized who they were, but they did not recognize him. But you know what he did? He forgave them for all of the things that they did to him, and he gave them food, and the relationship then was reestablished in that family, not only with the brothers, but also with the father. So it's a wonderful thing how God has created opportunities for us in our lives. And I just was thinking, as I get to thinking and I get to thinking, I share some things with you. And I hope I don't confuse you, but sometimes I confuse myself. It's a neat thing, I guess, to be able to do that. But external communication is what you say to others. Remember that. But the external communication, what you say to others, the internal communication is what you say to yourself. And guess who's there with you to help you through it is the Holy Spirit. It's another wonderful way of talking to God. So I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. And we do pray for all of us, all that's on the prayer list. And these are challenging times that we live in. But if you want any specific prayer, and every once in a while we get a request and we like intercessory prayer, we want to invite you to send me or Phil a text or a email or something about a personal prayer request, and we'd love to lift it up. But going into the second Sunday of Advent, I hope and pray that you can make it to church in person during these days, during this time of a wonderful way of celebrating the birth of Christ. As we go forward, we retell the same old story. I love that hymn. I love to tell the story of God and His wonderful grace. And that's why we do it, to encourage one another. So join me in a prayer that we close with on these online services, which is the Lord's Prayer. Now you heard me say before, the Lord's Prayer, the true Lord's Prayer, is in John 17, where He prays for us. He's praying for us. Go and read John 17 and look what the Lord is praying for, praying to the Father for us. But this prayer, he said to the disciples, I want you to use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And let's pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them not to trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.